The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
And welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Doc Talk is up next. Let's go ahead and get this thing cranked up. And a fine good evening to you folks. It is me, Gene, your host with TPO Doc Talk. We have got a super cool interview lined up tonight in our Angler interview series here. Fellow Team New Canoe and straight up OG of our sport, man, Mr. Craig Dye. He's here in the wings waiting on us. Before we get going too much further, folks, All-American Kayak Series is about to get kicked off here. We're counting it down. What is it, like 50 days or something like that to Lake of the Ozarks? It's available on Tourney X. Make sure you get out there, get signed up, All-American Kayak Series. Man, we have got a bucket list set of schedule lined up for you folks. You don't want to miss this stuff. It is going to be a heck of a good time. Check out the Facebook group. You can see where the payout structure lands there. Get a chance, get you some money, man. Come on in there and get after it and get yourself some extra cash out there. All right, man, let's go ahead and bring this dude in here. Let's drop the music down out of the way. Let's go ahead and bring in Mr. Craig Dye. Craig, how are you, sir?
Good, man, good. I really wish you could turn that music back on. That was
good tunes, right?
Yeah, I was really enjoying that, actually. It was pretty nice.
The name of it is Heat Is My Middle Name.
Okay. I'm gonna write that down. I got it.
It's one of those licensed audio things for StreamYard, so I bet you could find it just about anywhere out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a drummer, man. So anything I hear a good beat like that, I really enjoy it. So, you know.
A Renaissance man, huh? Also not an angler, but not just an angler, but also play the drums.
Yeah, man. I started in middle school and played in high school. Then I actually played at LSU for a couple years on a scholarship there, and then I played in some bands, you know, probably 3 or 4 years after college, and then kind of went away. I got a drum kit right over here in my office. I still play. I try to play, come home from work, you know, blow off a little steam, play for 15, 20 minutes. I still really enjoy it. I really do.
Dude, I believe there's a lot of therapy with that. I was telling the wife that I want to actually pick up. I mean, I'm an old dog. I'm 51, going to be 52 this year, but I want to learn to play the banjo, man. There's the 5-string banjo. I love that mountain music stuff. And there's so much you can do with that instrument. And so, yeah, I've been looked at weird by my son and my wife both, but thinking
about it. It looks hard, man. It looks difficult.
Finger picking, right? It's going to be weird.
I think the muscle memory to train yourself, I don't know. But they say, you know, 5, 10, 20 minutes every single day. It don't take that long, you know, to pick up a skill like that. You know?
Well, we'll see. I'll go to Amazon, find me one of them $150 banjos, just, you know, something cheap, and we'll hook this thing up. Yeah. Next thing you know, my intro might be me just plucking along, right?
Yeah. Then you have 3 banjos in the corner back there worth about $2,000. We know how it works. Right? It's like fishing.
It won't be the fishing poles hiding back there. It'll be banjos next.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, hanging on the wall. Yeah.
That's right. Well, listen, man, thank you so much for coming by our show here and hanging and talking fishing with us. How long, you had mentioned before, you've been involved in kayak fishing, man, for like, what, 12 years now? Is that what you said?
Yeah, something like that. It started with my wife and I. Actually, we lived in Atlanta, and we were fishing. We were dating, and we were, like, looking for something fun to do. And I fished growing up in Louisiana. You know, I fished forever. Fished a little bit of tournaments when I was in high school with my uncle. And we were looking for something fun to do, so we started. We bought a tandem kayak from Dick's Sporting Goods, like a lot of people go do.
Nice.
And that was fun for a little while. And then, you know, I kind of wanted to go do my own thing, so I bought a Wilderness System ride, one of the first Wilderness System rides back in the day. And then I started doing my own thing. And then my work moved me to Nashville. And that's where I met, almost the same time that I moved there, Chad Hoover moved there. And that's when he opened up Hook One. And then that's when all the KBF trail started, was right there. And I was good friends with Chad. Like, it just had the timing. We just kind of came in together.
Good stuff. And,
yeah, so the second KBF trail ever, I think it was, yeah, the second one ever was on Hickory Lake right there in Nashville. So
I fished Old Hickory before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fun lake. It's really cool, man. It's got some good grass on the bank to fish, a lot of docks and a lot of sneaky holes you can get into. But anyway, that's kind of how, I mean, I don't know how long ago that was. That was, man, 10 years ago. I don't really know, but.
Right.
It's been a long time. So I've seen it from the very beginning start, you know, with the clubs everywhere breaking out and clubs getting more numbers and more numbers, just like at the club at KBFTN in Nashville.
Right.
You know, we started off with six guys, and now they're having, you know, it's still growing and growing and growing. And, man, I'm still here, still in it, still love, not doing it as much as I used to. You know, I got two kids in sports, so things are slowing down a little bit, but.
Right.
Yeah, man, I've kind of seen it all, you know.
Well, and I was looking here at one time you were with Team USA, brother. Went back in 2020, is that right? You were chosen for Team USA.
Yeah, yeah, and that was on Center Hill Lake. I actually won a state championship. This is a long time ago. I won a state championship, the Tennessee State Championship, on Center Hill Lake. I think that's probably why I was chosen for that team. Plus, it was local. It wasn't too far from the house, and Chad was on the team, and, you know, a bunch of other guys I knew, you know, Cody Milton and all those guys, Ron Champion, you know.
Drew Gregory, looks like Jackson was in there.
Yeah, Drew, Eric Jackson. I've actually competed against Eric Jackson a bunch of times. I've actually done a couple of saltwater tournaments, the Adventure Fishing World Champion tournament. These are old tournaments. They don't do them anymore, but I've competed against Eric Jackson a few times and, you know, Drew Gregory and all those guys, man. So that Pan Am event on Center Hill, it was really cool. Fishing was pretty tough because I think it was in September.
Oh.
And, you know, that lake, it can be tough that time, but we had fun.
That's awesome, man. You know, and it's so cool to kind of see where the kayak game has gone. You know, I mean, it's an ebb and flow type deal, but, you know, we are the fastest growing sector of the sport fishing industry. That remains in play, even with the slowdown, you know, that everybody experienced. You know, it's starting to see the things starting to ramp back up again. And it's, you know, I've have my own ideas as to why when people come in, man, they stay, you know, they get hooked, pardon the pun, but what do you think it is that attracts so many people that, you know, once they get a taste of it, they want a piece of this thing and they have the ability to go further with it if they want? I mean, why do you think that is?
Man, I think it's a lot of things. I think it's the low cost to get into it. I mean, you can get in for, I mean, really under $500. And you're out there in a pretty comfortable kayak, you know. I wouldn't say very comfortable, but you know, you can get out there and do it for 2 or 3 hours and have a good time.
Right.
Also think something I always thought is, it's kind of weird, but I feel like when you're like in a bass boat and you're out there, like you're there visiting what's going on out there, right? I feel like when you're in a kayak, you're more like you're part of what's going on. Like, you know what I mean? Is that
100%?
It kind of sounds weird, but like, when you're out there, you don't, I don't know, because it's so quiet and you're so stealthy and everything you see doesn't just fly away or walk away. Like, you know, you see deer. I mean, they'll just hang out. I don't know. For me personally, that's one of the main reasons I'm hooked on it.
Yep.
Is because and been hooked on it. I mean, I love to compete. You know, I used to do a lot of tournaments, not as much as I you know do now. But I mean, that part of it, you know, taking a kayak out with two rods, going on the river, and just being out there, man. That for me, that's probably the number one thing that draws me. So I think that's the same for a lot of other people.
You know, it's right at the heart of the therapeutic benefits as to, you know, why we try to engage our nation's warfighters and get them outdoors. It's a far more intimate experience with just the outdoors, man. You're there. And I'll tell you that first year, the things I was starting to notice, and it's not that I didn't notice them in when I was on the deck of my bass boat, but I may have noticed them, but I didn't pay attention to them. And that is how many times in a given hour or 2 hour period, the wind changes direction.
Yeah. You know, and man, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. When you're in a kayak, you know, okay, the wind's coming from, you know, it's coming from the east now. It was coming northeast. Now something's changing. Now you're like, hey, that wind's blowing that bank over there where that riprap is. Yeah. I'm going over there.
Dude, you're like a compass needle out there. You know? You get scooted around. You start to pay attention. Water clarity, temperatures. You know, I mean, I see it on my graph, but I can literally just lean over and touch it too and get an idea of just what is that temperature of that water right now? What's going on with it? Yeah. All these things kind of come into play. And, you know, it's at the heart, man, of what that experience is. It's not by just some weird, you know, happenstance that people take benefit from it. It's not, there's plenty of good reasons why we've gotten hooked with it. And it's so cool to hear everybody's personal kind of, thought and journey on that, because it's, you know, you see a lot of the same, but every now and again, somebody brings something up and it's like, oh yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, also for me, some of my best friends I had when I moved to Nashville, it was all because of fishing. So I, you know, obviously the experience of kayak fishing and being out there, but you know, the community and to find like-minded people that love to get out and catch fish. And in Nashville, the options for fishing were just endless there. All the rivers you wanted, clear water, smallmouth. You want to go over to Kentucky Lake, you can find some muddy water and fish shallow and throw a frog. I mean, anything you wanted to do, just depending on if you want to drop 2 hours east, 2 hours west, 2 hours north. I mean, it was incredible. I was lucky to be in Nashville when I became really hooked on this sport, because yeah. I mean, I could do anything. I caught my first smallmouth when I moved there. You know, I'm from Louisiana. We never seen a smallmouth.
I was going to say, yeah, you guys don't have those critters down there. Water's too warm.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's awesome, man. You know, yeah. And it's you're right. The Nashville area is absolutely beautiful. We got some connections in that neck of the woods as well, and I love every chance we get to go there. I fished Old Hickory out of my bass boat. Longest run I've ever made was Old Hickory, literally 40 miles one way up. I needed to find a specific depth of grass, and the water levels were kind of goofy at that time of year that I was there. I think it was it might have been October, and dude, we ran.
Yeah, way up the Cumberland, way up.
Yep,
you can go a long way, man.
The co-angler that was with me, I was like, "We're about 40 miles that way to our stop one," and he, yeah. I'm like, "No, I mean it. Settle in. we gonna be here a while." So, the beauty was, though, I mean, short of the laydowns, that lake was kind of full of debris, so I was a little worried about ripping the low end unit off. But for the most part, it was 60 to 65 cruising, no problem, you know, right on up the river. But it's really nice people in that neck of the woods too, man. They're real friendly. All the people at the restaurants and gas stations and hotels, really accommodating.
Yeah.
When did you first join up with, or actually, when did you first discover New Canoe?
Well, let's see. So, you know, I was on Wilderness Systems for, I think, 4 or 5 years, something like that. It was a brand that I kind of got hooked up with when I met Chad, and, you know, I was in a ride and then the Attack 120. And then when Everett started building a team, I started to notice And then they came out with The Pursuit. And then I really started to notice. And I'll tell you a story real quick. So I've already told this story, but I'll make it quick. I was sitting on Lake Chickamauga in a Wilderness Systems Attack, and I was sponsored by Torquedo. Okay. Incredible motor. I recommend it for anybody, right? And I was trying to fish some shell, like a shell bed. It wasn't real deep, but you know, you got the current, the Tennessee River, you got wind blowing, and to be able to hold your spot with the Torquedo using foot control, it can be difficult, you know, from the back of the kayak. And everybody knows that now. Yeah. That setup for river fishing, Torquedo on the back for river fishing, incredible. I mean, to go up, to go against the current, to control yourself, perfect. We're fishing the lake. And I've been looking at everybody's getting these bow mounts. I kept seeing bow mounts and Wilderness hadn't quite figured out the best way to do that. And New Canoe just had it dialed in. You know, everybody was doing it. It was bow mount, motor guide XI3. It was on the Pursuit. And man, watching these videos of these guys with the control they had on the water, especially offshore and fishing deep and fishing in the wind.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why Midway USA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
I was driving back from Chickamauga, back to actually lived in Atlanta, drive home. That's when I started messaging like Derek Brundle, and Cody Milton was on the team then,
yep,
asking him about that setup and talking to Mike Schmitz, and all these guys. And then I was like, and then, you know, Everett would kind of, he tried to recruit me that year and I was with Wilderness. And then the next year came around and Everett, you know, would call me again. And I'm like, you know what? I said, I'm going to do it. And because, you know, people were great. Blake was great. And Wilderness was going through some changes. I mean, to be honest with you. So it was kind of, there was a lot going on. And I just kind of gravitated to it. And I think I've been on the team 4 years now. I think it's 4 years. 4 years.
That's funny that you say that, because when we were starting the TPO, we were looking for who was going to be our strategic partner, you know, what kayak manufacturer. The first thing I was narrowing down, looking at different boats out there, right? And the Recon came in a couple times to our discussion because it was just notorious for being a really stable boat, you know, and that was stability was a big, big deal to me. The top of the, you know, the measure chain in there, though, it kept coming back. This I kept hearing about this Unlimited. The Frontier 12, very, very stable, but I kept hearing about this Unlimited. And what was kind of funny is I called Blake, you know, I call New Canoe, actually. I give him my elevator speech. Hey, guys, this is what I'm looking to do. Looking for a company that wants to work with me on this. The Lori at the phone there says, you know what? You need to talk to Blake about this. And I'm like, I'd done my research on the company. I'm like, Blake Young? I knew he's the president. And she goes, yeah, he's the owner of the company.
Yeah, the man.
I'm like, okay. And she goes, I was like, well, you know, would you mind sending me to his voicemail? You know, is what I'm kind of thinking. And she's like, oh, no, I'm going to transfer you straight over. I'm like, oh, well, shit. Okay, cool.
Yes.
She sends me over, make a long story short, I threw my pitch at him. And I, before I even put the, you know, the finishing touches on my speech, his response was, all right, I'm in. You know, we're down for this. What do you need from me? And I'm like, whoa. And I remember telling him, I love telling this story when Blake's on the show, because I'm like, I was not ready for him to say yes and let's go right now. So I'm like, I told him that too. I'm like, Blake, I got to be honest with you. I wasn't really prepared for you to say yes right now.
Hey, that's not a good salesman. If he says yes, you say, okay, you get off the phone as quick as you can.
Yeah, exactly. You know, catch them while they're hot.
You closed it, man.
But yeah, no, we worked out a deal. Romans Warrior Foundation is who put everything together to make it all happen. Next thing you know, here we are with four, you know, boats. We sold one, and now we're going to be back to four when our team boat comes in this year. I'm getting that U10, man. What do you think about that thing coming? She's a beauty.
Well, I think I messed up, Gene.
You messed up?
Well, for some reason, you know, we can order a team boat.
Right.
We get a team boat every year. That's everybody knows how that works. Most people do. And I ordered the Unlimited, but I wanted, because in my mind I wanted an all black custom Unlimited, because I had the all black Pursuit. Now I have an all black Flint right now.
Right.
I want an all black Unlimited. And I know the U10 was coming out. I thought in my mind it was going to be later in the spring.
Right.
I guess I wasn't paying attention. I don't really know. So I ordered an Unlimited, and I'm like, and then I called Fletch today. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I called Fletch. I said, Fletch, I said, you have a U10 in the shop? And he goes, no, man. He goes, but I will have a demo one. I was like, okay, that's great. And then he said, I said, when are you getting the ones, you know, from the factory? And he said, well, it's going to be later, you know, probably end of February, maybe beginning of March. And I said, man, I messed up. I don't know why I didn't order one of these, because I want one. I mean, I do a lot of river fishing, and I love, I mean, you can just look at that thing. I mean, it's just, I think my favorite thing I'm most excited about is the rod storage on the sides, because where I fish on the Etowah River is you can fish under a canopy a lot.
There's I'll
a
blow lot. This up real quick so people can see it. There you go.
Yeah, you can
right get up, right up in here.
Yeah, and then down there at the bottom, you can see where that's where your reel will hang, and then your rod, you know, your rod will sit right there. So,
yep.
I mean, it's really to be able to keep two rods on the side, not sticking up anywhere, and have another rod in my hand. For me, that's gonna be amazing. I'm really excited, and you know, it's 40 inches wide. So, standing while you're going down a river and to be able to pitch and flip, you know. You can do much better, obviously, when you're standing. I can't wait for that.
So. You know, and it's got the trademark. One of the things that, quite frankly, no one on the market can touch us on, and that is the drainage of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
That Venturi effect that takes place on the bottom of these things where it literally sucks the water out as you move.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I've been in some big water. I got caught at Bull Shoals during a little a storm that kind of blew in. I had to jump around a bluff wall to the main lake to get back to another creek channel. And, dude, I was taking waves over the bow with that Unlimited of mine. And as long as I kept moving, man, she was just bailing. It's like you couldn't even tell. It was amazing.
Yeah. And plus, I think the way it looks, I mean, especially when you put all the decking on there, I mean, to me, it looks when you put that decking like that with that black trim. To me, it's one of the best looking kayaks out there, or the best looking kayak. I mean, I know I have to say it, but come on. Right?
No, seriously, it's I am so stoked. Yeah. We put in for our team boat this year. I wanted that patriotic theme that we actually do have.
Yeah.
And I want to go ahead and I got the U10. So I come in April, we'll take delivery on ours.
Yeah.
What I do with those is I put then my Unlimiteds, that'll give us three Unlimiteds for our little fleet. And then hoping
that
I can transfer out of the Unlimited and put myself just in that U10. Then I'll be able to put guys in those Unlimiteds, you know, one of the most stable craft out there. And so, yeah, I'm excited, man, that, you know, I like to carry a lot of stuff, and the Unlimited has plenty of space, and I'm just, maybe this U10 will help me narrow stuff down, right? And then I won't have
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like I said, I love fishing lakes, but it's one of those convenience things. I have a pond about 300 yards that way in our neighborhood, right past the pool, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just cart it. I can cart it right over the sidewalk, right down a little hill, and I'm in the pond over there. So and it's full of fish, which is great.
that helps.
But you know, the Unlimited. I mean, it's because you got to drag it. You know, let it go down a hill, which is easy, but dragging it out can be a little tough. And
yeah,
to have that, I think it's what 20 pounds lighter, something like that. 20 pounds lighter. It's about 18 inches shorter, I believe, if I did the math right.
Yeah.
And that's going to help me a lot. It's going to be a lot easier, you know? So,
dude, I'm excited, and I'm thinking I might even be able to get that thing up on the roof of my truck, actually, with the proper mount, so I could have an Unlimited in the back and the U10 up on top. That would be
oh, cool. that would be good.
We could roll out heavy then, you know.
Yeah.
So when it comes to, you know, like you said, you got family stuff going on these days. That's taken down a lot of the tournaments and such.
Yeah. Which,
you know what? Family first. Got to take care of it. You don't get those years back with the little ones. So that's super cool that you're doing that.
Yeah.
What would you say, in your estimation, what was your wheelhouse of bass fishing, man? What was the thing that just, you know, you felt – all else fails, I go to this, be it a technique or a style. What was in the area for Craig that this you felt like really separated you?
Well, that's easy. Now, are you talking about what got the most checks or what I enjoy doing the most?
Let's go with enjoy doing, and then we'll find out what cashes checks.
That is 100%, no doubt, throwing crankbaits in – say 2 foot to about 12 foot of water.
That's awesome.
I mean, anywhere I go, I got a DT6 on, I got a KVD 1.5. I don't care where I'm at. I got it tied on. I mean, I look, man, I can't even explain. I've talked to so many people about it. People know I like doing it. A lot of people know I like doing it, and I probably do it too much, but look, man, when you throw out there, and say, you know, there's some rock out there, some wood or a square, but you got a square bill on, you know, you throw it right on the bank and you're pulling it and you feel it hit that log and all of a sudden you get that soft, mushy feeling. And all of a sudden you set it, you know, and you got that, you know, glass rod that bends real far. And all of a sudden it starts going like that. Man, that's like the guy. I don't know, man. I haven't been fishing a lot lately because the kids are so busy. I'm so like, I got to get out there, man.
Got some withdrawals going on.
I'm out here talking to you about it. I'm like, man, this is warm. I mean, it was like 65 degrees here today, and it's the middle of February. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, man, it hasn't been, even out here in Colorado, we haven't seen much of a winter, man. It's we had a little bit of snow here and there, a couple storms, you know, blew through, but in normal Colorado fashion, like today, we're back to 50 degrees. My studio, I've got the window open, you know, during the day just to, you know, keep things nice and cool up here. It's crazy.
But yeah.
I'm hoping that doesn't mean we're going to get a late, you know, winter blast.
That's what I feel is going to happen. And the fishing gets kind of weird when that happens too. It's like if you get three, 4 weeks of warm, and then you get that March 2 weeks where it gets really cold, and then you know you're going to have a tournament when that cold front comes in. You know,
exactly. Some folks in Texas.
You're like, oh man, they're going to be shallow. I'm going to throw a chatterbait, and then all of a sudden it's you know, 22 degrees and raining or whatever. Terrible. I've been through it.
I feel that. So the big question I'm sure the listeners are going to want to know, what would you say you've cashed more checks doing?
Man, if people were real honest, I mean, I think it'd be more than what they'd really say, but it's shaky head.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, you know, being in Tennessee, you know, fishing a lot of those humps out there, those rock piles, you know, it's just one of those things, man, catching those smallmouth. And then, I mean, even down in Florida, I'll throw it sometimes, you know, if I can get away with it. But I always have 8th ounce, and usually I love throwing a black, just a black, you know, Zoom finesse worm, you know, like 15-pound braid with maybe a 10-pound leader. If I'm somewhere where, you know, like Chickamauga, I'll throw a 15-pound leader because you never know what you're going to hook out there.
Right.
But, I mean, when they're biting, I mean, it's a lot of fun on a shaky head, but I still rather pick up a crankbait any day. You know?
100%. I try to tell guys this because there's this, I don't mind sharing this information with people. When people, you know, it's so funny in our industry when people say, oh, I was throwing a Ned rig, they almost feel ashamed to say it. And I'm like, dude, were you catching fish? Then smart on you, you know, because Marty Hughes, I love how he doesn't care. Marty's been around the block. That dude's going to throw a Nico rig if he's in Florida or if he's in Ontario, Canada. He's throwing a Nico rig and he's going to put about 32, you know, fish in the boat inside of an hour. You know, I mean, the dude catches fish.
That's how it goes sometimes, man. And I really enjoy I don't know. I guess it kind of feels like a sport, like especially when you're fishing real shallow and like the accuracy of making a good cast.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. Like, I feel like it keeps my mind strong. Like when you're focused on casting and getting the right angles and like you're in it, you know what I mean? Like if I'm out there fishing slow, it's kind of hard, but when I'm fishing fast like that, I feel good. And I feel like, okay, fish are shallow. I know this is where I need to be. Just keep going, keep going, keep going, you know, and then you'll catch one or get a bite and you're like, okay, I'm doing the right thing, doing the right thing.
Just got to cover water. Yeah.
But I think it just helps me stay, you know, that having to make really good tight casts kind of keeps my mind where I'm not like wondering, like, I wonder what could be going on over there, that creek. Or I wonder if, you know, they're catching them over there. You know, I'm just focused on what I'm doing. So
do you find like I do that, like some guys hate when the day turns into a junk fishing game? Me, man, I absolutely love that. Because it's like I'm going down through my laundry list of everything that's sitting behind me, and I'm catching a fish or two off of just about, you know, five different presentations. I love a good junk fishing derb, you know, when it gets flying like that, because it's I think it tests your skills quite a bit. Like you said, you know, you gotta change things up.
I think something that I got pretty good at, because when I started fishing the KBF stuff and all that, I was fishing a lot. I was in a sales job where I had a schedule where I could kind of make my own. And, man, I fished a lot. So what I got really good at was mentally, if the pattern changed and I found something else, I had zero problem scratching everything that I did in practice and just running that. Right. And I feel like I got better and better and better at it. And then, you know, but that was from just time on the water. I was just spending time out there and, you know, seeing the wind or seeing all of a sudden the water's clear. Maybe the current's moving now. I need to be at this angle or, you know, whatever. You know, it just, I had no problem. It was just, I could just switch right there and say, okay, that's what I got to do.
Yeah.
And then everything else is gone. Forget about it.
I love it, man. Yeah, that's good stuff. And that's, I actually myself over as time went on, I don't fish as much as I used to during pre-fishing, during practice time anymore.
Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
I do enough just to get some feedback. I just want to see them talk to me real quick. By them, I mean the fish. I'm just looking for a little bit, but I'm more interested in areas now that I launch from because of in the kayak game, you got it, right? I mean, you can't motor up and jet 20, 30 miles away. You know, it's like you gotta settle in there and pick apart an area. So you're looking for areas that set up well with maybe a couple very different, you know, options that you can go with. And so, yeah, I enjoy that quite a bit myself.
Yeah.
One of the other cool things that you and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not a good journalist whatsoever. I've got a few degrees, my friend, and not a one of them, all the way to my master's degree, and not one time did we ever touch on anything that said journalism. So all of this I'm learning from YouTube and Joe Rogan, you know.
I do like Joe Rogan podcasts. It's very interesting.
But you had mentioned to me something about some nonprofit work that you're involved in here. And so I did not get a chance to look at it beforehand, but talk to me about it. What exactly is are we talking about here with the nonprofit?
I'll tell you how all this went down. And forgive me for not knowing the full background on it's called Paddle for Tomorrow.
Paddle for Tomorrow.
And so this is how it went down. So I what I did is I realized, so, you know, I'm on the new canoe team, right? So, you know, every year I get a new boat and I either, you know, a lot of people will sell their old one. You know, a lot of guys do that. It's, you know, most guys I think do that. You'll at this time of year, you'll see more kayaks go on sale by team guys than any time of the year. So if you're looking for a good kayak, now's the time. So basically, I ordered a custom black New Canoe Unlimited, and I decided that instead of sending it to Westbrook Supply in Atlanta and rigging it out and using it as my tournament boat, because I have a New Canoe Unlimited. It's a great kayak. It's set up. The wiring is done. It's perfect, right? And I thought about, you know, I'm not going to fish as many tournaments. You know, I got kids in two sports, right? So what I wanted to do is do something with that kayak and not just sell it, right?
Right.
I mean, it's easy to just get it, you know, sell it for $1,500, $1,600, whatever it is, you know, and move on. But I want to do something different. So I called Fletch at Westbrook and I said, hey, this is what I want to do. Do you have any ideas? And he goes, man, he goes, you know, for me personally, Paddle for Tomorrow, he's on the board for Paddle for Tomorrow, right? And it's based in Atlanta, and they get kids from all different backgrounds and everything. They get them together, and they bring them out on these camping trips where they do hiking, they do paddling, and they introduce all these new people who probably would never get in a kayak and get out there and get on the water. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some type of raffle. I got a lot of work to do. I'm going to get a raffle set up, and we're going to basically raffle off my New Canoe Unlimited, my custom black New Canoe Unlimited. I don't know the price. I don't know anything, but it's all in the works. And all the money, all the money's going to go to Paddle for Tomorrow, and they'll be able to get paddles, get PFDs, whatever they got to get. I don't know. I mean, it might raise $500, you know, maybe it'll raise $5,000 or $10,000. I really don't know. We'll just have to get out there and give it our best shot. And this is step number one right here, me talking to you.
Heck yeah.
This is it. This is step number one. So I haven't talked to anybody else about it except my wife and Fletch. And I'm going to go ahead and do it. Why not?
Let's just get this on the record right now. When you get the details ironed out, Craig, and you got everything put together, feed me this information, because then we're going to do some promos for it. We're going to get it on our show here. We'll make sure that the folks of the All American Kayak Series see this through those groups right here on the Paddle and Fin. We'll get this thing out, man. This is for an awesome cause. Let me put this website up here. So
the number 4 tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Connects youth of all backgrounds and abilities to the outdoors. What better way, man, through kayak fishing to get these kids engaged in the outdoors?
Yes. I mean, and just to be up front, I've heard of these guys, and I've been to a couple of their events that they've done some film stuff. And I just, you know, I want to support Fletch with Westbrook Supply and anybody else involved. And, you know, why not a better way? Why put a kayak in the garage? It's just going to sit there, you know, or I can just sell it. Why not, you know, do something good, and hopefully it works out, man. A lot of the guys on Team Westbrook are in the picture you have up there right now who've gone out there and support them and, you know, really help this thing be great. So I'm trying to do my part, you know, trying to do my part to help. And I think we can do it. I mean, it's a great kayak. I think a lot of people would love to have it and pay their, you know, $10, $20, whatever we decide, man. And I'm hoping we can, you know, raise a little money.
Heck yeah, man. I'm in. I'll give me a ticket or two. Heck yeah.
That's, I appreciate that.
Dude, man, this looks, look at these kids. They're just having an absolute blast for this.
I know.
How awesome is this? Just getting these kids engaged.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's a lot of kids that might not, you know, never experience it. I was talking to Fletch. I called him today. And I said, Fletch, you know, I can go on the website and read all about this. And I know some stuff y'all have done and events you put on. But I said, what to you, man, what does it mean to you? Why are you involved with Paddle for Tomorrow? And he said, this is what it's about. The kids show up. They're nervous. They're scared. They don't really know how to be on a kayak. They don't know anybody there. Sometimes they don't, you know, they're new to it. He goes, it's to see the difference between when they show up and then 6 hours later, they don't want to leave. They don't want to get off the water. They're hooked. They made a buddy out there. They're paddling together. They're in a tandem kayak. He goes, that's what it's about.
Hell yeah.
That's it. And I said, okay, Fletch, that's all you got to tell me, man. I, That's enough for me.
I'm in.
he inspired me and got me even more excited about this. And we'll see. I've never done anything like this before. I've done some giveaways. Like I've got some, you know, some like something from a sponsor and I've given away, you know, like say, like my Instagram page and I'll just give it away for free. But I think this time we can do a little better and raise some money for it.
Heck yeah, man. No, this is that's outstanding. I'll tell you what, it's what led me back to this stuff, man, is that there was a time I'm a former first responder. I was a volunteer with the Larimer County Dive Rescue Team for several years. And it was my way to give back to my local community. I was a youth athletic coach for many years and then took it up all the way to varsity at high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Coaching football and track and hockey. And always had, that was my fulfillment, you know, as it felt like yeah. I was given something, even during the time when, you know, when you're a paid coach, you're not paid that well. So you still know you're volunteering a lot of it, you know, type thing.
Sure.
Until you hit collegiate level, you know, type stuff. But point is that I got away from all those things to really chase the dream of fishing. And it left a hole, man. And that's why we started doing what we were doing, which was volunteering at some of these nonprofit events. And it's what helped change our whole perspective is when you can try to, you know, leave your mark somewhere, you know, I mean, it's, it provides that, I don't know. I don't want to say purpose because I mean, it's maybe not like that, but you just know that, you know what, there's enough crap going on out there. I'd like to be someone that's remembered as doing some good, you know, and just, and yeah. I want my kids to see that. I want my kids to see me lead by example, doing good things, not getting, you know, laughs and respect for being a shithead. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like,
you're right. You're right, man. I have a long commute where I work. So, you know, you spend a lot of time in the car, you just start thinking about stuff, you know, and without trying to get mad at people driving around Atlanta. But I was thinking, what do I want to do with this boat? What do I want to do with this boat? Do I want to send it over to Fletch and let him just go crazy with it? But I was like, I don't really want to sell it and just take the money. Like, I don't know. Something deep inside was like, there's something else you need to do with this boat. And one day I called Fletch and then we talked about it and that was it. So,
that's so cool. That is so cool. And who knows where this leads, man? That's the thing. This is your start. This is your start. Yeah. We'll just see where it goes.
And I got to be careful because I don't want it to be about me. You know, it is a good way to promote the brand. It is a good way to raise some money for a good thing, you know, and I think that'll happen. But I don't want it to be like, hey, look at me. Look what I'm giving away. So we're probably going to try to run it through Paddle For Tomorrow a little more. Then like me, you know, I'm not sure how it's all going to work. We're going to figure it out. But I do want to be careful there, you know?
Yeah, for sure. No, you want to make sure that it's being done for the right reasons. And you don't, you know, when we started our nonprofit, brother, it was the biggest thing to me was just a matter of be as transparent as humanly possible.
Yeah, you're right.
If somebody wants to see, you know, where things are at and what we're looking at doing, you betcha. That's exactly what we're here for because it's, you know, I'm very fortunate and lucky. I have I way out kicked my coverage with my wife. She is a highly successful, highly, supportive human being. And she is the reason I get to do and chase this stuff and try to take care of the karma bank. Like she tells me, I take care of the karma bank. She takes care of the real bank. I'm like, you know, what? I'm totally down for that. Right. I'm okay with that.
That's a good deal right there.
That's really, you know, I can't, there's, I even when I think I'm having a bad day or whatever, I'm like, yeah, you're going to complain really, dude? She's like, shut up. But it's
get it together.
Right. No, but when it comes time to move that thing, man, let us know what we can do to help talk about it and get, let people know about the raffle that's going on out there. And yeah, cause sure. I think that's a fantastic and what a cool thing for someone to get your custom boat, man. If so, they're going to win one badass rig is what they're going to win.
No, that black. I also have the what color decking did I get? I think I got. See, I love the black because I have brown decking on my black Flint, and man, it looks so good. It like I don't know. I love it. So I think that's what I got. I actually have it in a box. I got to go see what I ordered. But when it comes in, I got the full decking kit, so I'll put the whole decking on it. You know, and I'm thinking about possibly getting, you know, I'm with Yakutak, get with Yakutak, and maybe a black pack, maybe a Bend Your Branches paddle, and make a package, not just the kayak.
Right.
I'm going to try to do all that. I'm not sure yet how I'm going to do it all. Probably really going to ramp up in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll get it.
Cool.
So we'll get some promotion stuff out there.
My road trips don't start until end of March. That's when I turn into a freaking nomad running around the country with the All Americans. So, but we're wide open before that. And even if I am on the road, we'll still figure out a way to get this thing broadcast out there, man. So you just let us know.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
So the new canoe. So you run for tournament stuff. You got your Flint and you run an Unlimited. Is that right? You do them both?
Yeah, that's what I do right now.
That Flint you're using mainly what, for like rivers and such?
Yeah, that Flint, it gets some hate sometimes, but for me to be able to just drag it over anything and just pick it up and go, I mean, to me, it's great. I mean, especially because my thing is when I fish a river tournament, I love fishing. I love going up current. I love fishing the angle. I like throwing my bait and having it come with the current. That's the kind of fisherman I am, and I like to cover a lot of water. And that Flint, you can turn it on a dime. And I put the rudder on it. So, I mean, when you have a foot control rudder with your left foot, just one foot, I mean, you can paddle up to an eddy instead of it the back kicking sideways or whatever. You can just control it and just make three perfect casts on that eddy, you know, and then move on to the next one, move on to the next one. So I really do like the Flint. A lot of guys don't fish at it for tournaments. I mean, there are a few, but for small water and small, you know, creeks and rivers, to me, it's hard to beat.
Dude, there's something to be said for that because I did first part of a season with a trailer. I ran with, you know, that was the trailer we used to haul all of them around. And I was trailer launching, and yeah, that was kind of cool because I didn't have to get my feet wet. You know, it was kind of like just, you know, bloop, drop her in the water with the bow line, pull it in. But I got to tell you, I ended up back. I do have a trailer, but that's just for the TPO boats. That's for, that can hold four kayaks, and it's a mobile bunk for me. I can sleep in it and camp in it if I need to. But when I'm on by my own devices, I went back to just going back in the back of the pickup because I like the mobility factor. I like being able to get where I want to get with just my pickup.
Yeah.
And pull that thing out of the back. That's why that U10, that little 20 pounds less, there is something to be said for that, being able to be mobile and get in and out of locations.
Yeah, I've...
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
For years and years, man, I've fought a trailer. And how many times have I been fishing a tournament or coming back and seeing somebody on the side of the road with something going wrong with their trailer? And I'm like, I just can't. I've never been a trailer guy. At Unlimited, I pick that thing up and I slide it in there and I, you know, I just deal with it. But, you know, good thing I don't have a Hobie. I would be in bad news.
Dude, but, some of those rigs, they're just like the old towns and such. Those things are just barges. They're great yaks, make no mistake. But they are heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've always been, my buddy Calloway out of Alabama, who I used to fish with a lot. He lives close to Wheeler. And me and him, man, forever, we're like, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. And we've been sliding the pickup truck for 12 years now.
That's awesome stuff. So what's 2024, before we let you go, brother, what's 2024 looking like for you? Got any tournaments on deck? You going to try to jump in some stuff here on a national side, or what's it looking like?
Well, Man, I don't really know right now. I my son, he just started lacrosse, which I'm learning about lacrosse.
Nice.
I'm YouTubing lacrosse like you would know. So, we actually had practice today. I just got home from practice a few minutes ago before we started. Really? And so that's just ramping up. So I'm not sure yet. I love fishing the BFLs as a co-angler. I really enjoy it. I learn a lot. And, you know, it's so easy. The co-angler stuff, you just show up Saturday morning and fish, you know, and you can come be on for dinner, you know, especially if you're fishing like Lanier or, you know, somewhere close to here.
Right.
But, you know, Drew Gregory, and he has his tournament series in yep. May down there, the shoal bass one. I'm definitely going to fish that one. That's going to be really cool, him using those theaters to host the events. I'm curious how that's going to go down. I think the attendance is going to be great. I think the payouts are going to be great. I love fishing the KBF stuff. I'm in the schedule. I'm fighting it, you know, like I'm looking and, you know, Murray, I can't fish because I'm going on a trip. And then there's another one going on, like on another trip. It's like on the beginning or the end of the weekend that I'm coming back or going on the trip. So I can't make it all work, you know.
You only have so much time. And like you said, man, when the kids start, sports and so forth, and, you know, you got to take care of, you know, stuff at home for sure. Well, we're going to, for about 30 seconds here real quick, I want to just introduce you to the All-American Kayak Series. 1 second here. Little promo we put together for the All-American this year, man. It's kind of our bounce back season. We had a little dip in stuff last year, but first couple of years coming out, All-American was showing promise. You know, we're Midwest. That's where we stay. We are coming to Kentucky Lake, brother.
Come on over.
Right?
Come on over, man.
Well, you know,
I'll check it out.
We've worked with Steve Owens and AJ so well. They work with Josh Booth on the schedule to make sure we try not to conflict, right? I mean,
sure.
There'll be a couple times where something does happen, but like Steve said, if it's going to happen, we like for it to happen like opposite ends. Like, you know, we're not really taking anglers away from somebody going to Pennsylvania if we're holding something in Iowa. You know what I mean? It's like,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
If it's going to, you know, but that it's super cool being able to work with them on the schedules and put it all together. And yeah, Kentucky Lake, that's as close as we're getting to your neck of the woods this year. We're coming there and excited for that one. It's going to be a lot of fun, but yeah, man, it's these are some cool events. Okoboji in there. We got lacrosse, of course. Some good staples. And then if we're starting off at Lake of the Ozarks on beginning of April. So that's going to be we're going to get in like a week and a half before the big bass bash goes off. So it's like, we're coming in at the perfect time.
Do it. I will say this, props to all these folks running these kayak tournaments. I did it in Nashville, you know, just a club for 4 or 5 years. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of people who don't read the rules and ask the same question 100 times. So I know how it is. I've been there. I loved it. I loved it. Loved it. I was happy to pass it on to some other guys. But, man, props to y'all for doing that and whoever's involved. And I know you guys aren't making a bunch of money doing it. So thank y'all for doing that.
You know, eventually it would be nice to be able to have those type of things as a paying, you know, obviously. And for anybody that would think otherwise, they're just not thinking very long term. I mean, you want people that can make a living to manage something nice for you, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're still getting the payouts, you know, I mean, what's the, you know, I'd rather know that dude is taking care of his family and is doing all right, you know, to run an awesome series. You know, there's
I agree with that.
Yeah. But it's tough. There's just not a lot out there. There's only so much to go around, you know. So right now it's a matter of just keep the sport going, keep things right. And also bring an offering to a group of anglers that otherwise gets looked over or gets forced to have to drive, you know, 12 to 16 hours just to find a national trail, you know. So that's no fun.
That's tough.
Everything is like that for me in Colorado here, man, where I live. It's like every, I'm 12 hours from a really good body of competitive water, you know. It's like, so we're used to it out here. No worries.
I got Gunnersville 2.5 this way. I got Lincoln here 1 hour this way. I got Chickamauga 1.5 hours.
I keep talking to the wife to get a condo somewhere down in that neck of the woods for just 3 months. Just 3 months of January, February, March. Let me plant someplace where I can still go fishing, you know?
I do sometimes forget how good it is around here that we have. I mean, it's really nice.
Dude, you got like a Mount Rushmore of bass lakes down there just within a stone's throw of you. That's awesome stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's sweet.
Well, listen, man, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. Super glad that you're with Team New Canoe and that get a chance to represent out there, man. It's going to be awesome. Super excited for you as a dad, man. You got these are milestone events going on with the kids and everything. So that's super cool, man.
Yeah, they're 6 and 10 and. Look, I could get on the road and go fish these KBF tournaments and be gone for 5-6 days. It's hard, man. It's really hard to be gone that long, especially when they're involved. And my little one just finished basketball season last weekend. Lacrosse is starting up. Little one's doing flag football, starts in a couple weeks. And I can't miss it, man. This is the time, you know, because they'll be 17 and not care about parents so much before we know it.
Dude, you have wisdom beyond you. I have two adult children, and I can tell you when the teenage years kick in, they start losing any interest in hanging out.
Yeah.
They're, you know, we always went to the sporting events and band events and so forth, but at the same note, you could tell they were just like, okay, cool, thanks, you know, thanks for sharing. You know, I mean, they got their friends, right? They got their stuff. You're just, they don't
want
mom and dad. So, yeah, dude, you're in the wheelhouse right now. You take the time. Don't look back because this is a great time for that.
Yeah.
Hang with me, brother, as we roll this thing out here and I'll get a chance to chat with you and trade some context information there. Folks, make sure you head on out. Go check out. Let me pull that back up here. Make sure I got this right, Craig. Is that your craig.die.9? Is that the fishing to follow folks out there?
Well, I don't know what that is. But just if you just go on Facebook, just look up craig.kayakfishing. Just search it. I'll pop up. And then Instagram, it's die fishing. And then YouTube is also die fishing, D-Y-E fishing. And you won't see a whole lot on there lately just because we've been so busy with everything else. But you know, I got a lot coming. Fishing season, it's getting warm. I'm gonna be fishing hopefully 1 or 2 days a week. And I love putting video out there. I love putting content. That's one of my favorite things to do. So I want to get that rolling again, get that momentum going, and hopefully find some big bass soon. You know?
Hell yeah, that's the drug, right? That's the chase. So die fishing. Make sure you get out there. Check out YouTube. Check out Instagram, Facebook. And you can find every bit of it out there. Also, while you're at it, check out Paddle for Tomorrow. It's a super cool mission they're on.
Yeah.
Just check those guys out there. Give them a like and a follow. Of course, the website, if you just Google Paddle for Tomorrow, it'll take you right to it. I think it's paddlefortomorrow.org. Good stuff. And with us here along the front at True Patriot Outfitters, give us a follow. YouTube is the big one. That's the one we're absolutely trying to expand our reach on with our subscribers out there. Battleborne Tackle is our sponsor for this year's entire season. Veteran-owned small business tackle retailer. Go check him out. The more business he does, the more offerings he'll be able to set up there for you. He has some great prices, and his inventory just continues to expand. It seems to be each week, man, more and more stuff is coming in there. A lot of name brand cool things that you can get a hold of at Battleborne Tackle. Last but not least, Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. They make all this stuff come together. So those likes, follows, all that good stuff, folks, we sincerely appreciate it. And I think that's going to do it. Let's go ahead and roll this thing out of here. Tight lines, folks. Be safe.
want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
When you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know, right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience. Brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts. Every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.